Travel and Leisure India brings to you audio stories that will help you travel to magical places with our words, while you stay home and stay safe. Episode number 10, Chasing a Rainbow in the Hills. Abhinav is riding his scooter at a speed that would certainly make my dad frown. The slight drizzle, accompanied by the strong winds of Bir, is adding the unwanted frizz to my blow-dried hair. We pass by the villagers, their tiny huts, colourful monasteries, almost empty streets, and at least a dozen cows. We stop in front of this cute cafe in the valley called June 16. Soumya, the manager, welcomes us, smiling through her pastel-coloured mask. It is almost 2 in the afternoon, and as per the curfew rules, the gates are supposed to be open only till 2. I am so glad we made it on time. Thanks to Abhinav. The regular, please, I quickly mumbled in a haste. On a tiny green colored post-it, Soumya writes 2 cappuccinos, 1 dark truffle cake, and a slice of banoffee pie. In the last few days, I have replaced my usual banana walnut cake with a soft, gooey, almost sinful banoffee pie. Just then, Ritu, one of the co-owners of the cafe, popped in to flaunt her lockdown bangs that made her look cuter than ever. As we speak about yet another documentary on Netflix, I realized that it was 10 minutes past 2. Since the past few weeks or so, every day at this time, Sumit, who is Ritu's husband, would come and pull the shutter down and would politely ask us to leave from the back door once we have finished our kapas. But today, he was busy cooking a rather mean vegetable fried rice in the kitchen. That's when Abhinav recalled that the lockdown regulations had been relaxed and we could be in our favorite cafe till 8 p.m. now. I do my usual happy twirl as Soumya and Ritu make a quick boomerang out of it. I sit down on a tiny cane stool to finally indulge in my warm, creamy coconut milk cappuccino. In fact, this is the place where I sat a year ago and decided that I will leave city life in Mumbai and shift to the hills. This is the place where I usually get all my friends to take in the aroma of the freshly baked gotis. Named after the date Sumit confessed his love to Ritu many moons ago, this cafe became a part of almost all of my memories in Bir. In fact, I even have a designated table here, where I work for hours. I hope this pandemic ends soon so that I can come back here often to work and create beautiful things. Sometimes strangers even ask me if this cafe belongs to me. I wish I can say yes, someday. I can't wait for the lockdown to get over with. I can't wait to come back here every day to write stories, drink copious amounts of hot milky coffee, paint with Soumya on slow business days, and bug Sumit to whip up our favorite dishes. I'm waiting to meet new people again and create new stories with them. Ritu suddenly shakes me up, breaks my trance and yells in joy. Look, look! The rains have paused, the clouds are putting up a rather dramatic show. And guess what? We spot the most striking rainbow. Abhinav quickly takes out his camera. Charlie, Humpy and Jugni, the neighborhood doggos, come running to us. And I pause for a second to think how blessed I am. That's when I realize it's June, the Pride month, and we are standing at a cafe called June 16, witnessing a phenomenon that is so significant right now. We are feeling so grateful. This rainbow gives me hope to dream of a more colorful and brighter future. Soon, quaint cafes like this will fill up with travelers from all over the world, and we will all weave our narratives together. Because guess what? In the end, it will all get better. And that was episode number 10 for you. Stay tuned for more heartwarming stories. Stay home now so that you can travel later.